And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, the middle of December. Well, not quite, but very, very close. Only 2 weeks from today will be the Christmas holiday. So if you're out there doing your shopping, be safe and watch out for the other guys because they're a little crazy out there. I can tell you from experience today just driving over to the studio. But if you're doing your shopping, be safe. Remember, we had safe shopping tips a couple of weeks ago with Prescott Valley Police Department, just recognizing, you know, and using common sense as you're out there enjoying your Christmas holiday shopping. And if you're looking for a real live Christmas tree, I just drove by there, and I think the Lion's Tree Lot on the corner of Glassford Hill and Florentine has about 5 trees left. Yes, one short squatty grand, a Fraser fir, and a bunch of tall Douglas firs. So if you're still looking for a tall tree, it's a good place to go and supports the community because everything the Lions does and all the money collected, it goes back to the community, and the lot is run by volunteers, and I had my share this past weekend selling Christmas trees on Sunday. So a lot of great things going on. Tis the season, lights everywhere, Valley of Lights, the Civic Center lighting, you've got the courthouse lights. It's just a lot of fun. Remind you also, you know, live performances. Christmas Story is at Prescott Center for the Arts. And again, productions are tomorrow night through Sunday. So an opportunity to take the family and see a wonderful family show at Prescott Center for the Arts. So we've got a great show for you today. A lot of things going on. I'm going to have Brady Peck join me. We'll be talking about something that's coming up next year because actually this is my last show for this year. Next week, Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye will be on the show. And then the following week is the Christmas holiday. And the following week will be the New Year's Day holiday. So this show will not be heard. And I think we're just going to have wonderful music going on, be filling your, so still join us. But, again, I will be back on January the 8th, 2019 as we kick off the brand new year and Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce 45th anniversary year. So lots of things going on. So I'm Marnie Yule. Glad you're joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com. I'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries? This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Brady Peck. He is the aquatic coordinator for Parks and Recreation, the town of Prescott Valley. But we're not going to talk aquatics yet. We're going to talk about New Year's Eve and big celebration with the town of Prescott Valley kicking off 2019 in the new year.
Absolutely. So New Year's Eve, we're hoping to make it an annual event. This is the second year in a row now. Last year we did it, kick off the 40th anniversary, and this year we're coming back again. Huge bonfire, games and activities for the whole family. Prescott Valley Police Department's going to be out there providing hot cocoa to everyone. CAFMA will be out there making hot marshmallows, s'mores,
ooh,
if that's your cup of tea. Yes.
Oh, s'mores. It's like nothing but like graham cracker sugar goo.
Yes.
Yum.
Yes, and if you like them burnt, they can burn them for you. If you
how
like
do
them.
You, okay, now I'm going to interrupt you because you just brought up one of the biggest, you know, surveys ever is s'mores and your marshmallows. Now, how do you like your marshmallows on a s'more? Do you like them kind of wide? Do you like them a little charred? Do you like them burnt?
Golden brown.
Golden brown. It's a little melty on the inside.
Mm-hmm. But it's the hardest to do because you have to roast it for 5 or 10 minutes to get that perfect golden brown.
Keep turning it.
Yeah, warm on the outside, crispy on the outside, and nice and gooey on the inside. It's
making
an
me
art.
Hungry. Link, what do you like?
No burnt,
huh?
A tiny bit burnt. I don't want it.
It kind of tastes charry.
Yeah,
I like a little gold. I'm with you, Brady. I'm a golden brown, warm and toasty all around. And but
warm enough to melt the chocolate.
Oh, it's got to be warm enough to melt the chocolate.
Absolutely.
That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Hershey's chocolate, no other chocolate will do. Has to be traditional Hershey's chocolate bars.
If you say so.
I know. That's true. Sorry.
So, yes.
Go back to New Year's Eve now that we all want to eat s'mores.
Absolutely. So come by, get your s'mores, hot cocoa. We'll have games and activities for the whole family. And then,
what kind of games?
What kind of games? Last year we had ladder ball. We had glow stick bowling. We had, make me think back 12 months, Marnie. Don't go back.
We were already talking about 4th of July, so trust me, we're our minds are all over the place.
Absolutely. So also, fire department will have some of their trucks out there for the kids, police department as well. So last year, kids were lucky enough to lock their kids up, or their parents up, in the back seat of the police car. So
lock the kids up. And
no.
Then the adults are going to partay.
No, it was the reverse, actually.
Okay, it was the reverse.
Yeah, the adults were all getting locked up in the back of the police car by their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was.
So it's just a big family event.
Yes, 7 to 8:30 p.m. We have.
But it's dark at 7 o'clock.
Yes,
where do you hold this?
It's going to be in the parking lot of the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Oh, lights.
Yes, and then we're going to shoot off fireworks at 8:30.
Okay.
So big culmination of fireworks, about a 15-20 minute show, and then go kick off your evening, wherever you're headed. And then there's also a midnight show. There's no activities for that, but if you were at home.
Fireworks?
Fireworks, absolutely.
Oh, at midnight, so, okay.
If you're at home, want to kick back and not really go out to any other shows and just want to look up from your porch, you're more than welcome to do that.
I've heard fireworks at midnight. I generally... You know,
yes.
You know, I've been there, done that, you know, and then mm-hmm. been the wild and crazy New Year's Eve, you know, welcoming in the new year. But now I just rest and enjoy watching everybody else do it.
Yes.
Besides, I have to get up and watch the Rose Parade because I am a Rose Parade girl. I watch it every year.
I mean, it's a short drive. Why don't you just go?
No, I've done that too. No, that's the Rose Parade is like works in downtown Prescott on Acker Night. You know, it is packed and crazy. But of course, we didn't even mention Link being out there and having a good time last Friday night at Acker Night.
Yeah.
And I heard there's amazing things, bigger and better than ever. And good job, Link.
Thanks.
Back to you, Brady. Hey, we're all over the place.
We are.
This is my last show of the year.
I know. And we're looking forward to 2019. That feels weird to say.
I know. It's because it's gone by so fast.
Yes, it has.
You know, and everybody's like, you know, you look back at your year and what has happened? And yet I remember vividly our polar bear splash last year in our Brady Cabral, winning the ice cream eating contest. Jumping into the pool, doing that beautiful swan dive, you know, and it seems like just yesterday. And yet all the activities that we've worked on and been mm-hmm. together with all through the year, and here we are at the holidays.
Absolutely. No, it comes up fast every year on us. And last year it was nice, warm.
It was beautiful.
It was. It was 65 degrees. The water was, I think, a balmy 48. Usually it's 35 degree air temperature and 40 degree water, so it's nice and actually a polar bear feel, not a, well, let's kind of put our big toe in and sunbathe, because you could have done that last year.
Well, okay, so let's wrap up on New Year's Eve, starting at what time?
New Year's Eve starts at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Bring the whole family out, a lot of fun activities, games for the kids, mm-hmm. fireworks at 8:30.
Absolutely. And if it's cold, you're not going to be cold. We're going to have a huge bonfire.
Ah, okay.
So last year we were feeling the heat 50 feet away and staying nice and toasty. So don't let the cold keep you at home. Come on out and enjoy the evening.
Oh, sure. You can always go home and warm up. And then again, fireworks at midnight.
Yes.
Okay. So now fast forward a few hours and it's 2019 and January the 5th, Polar Bear Splash.
Absolutely. So first Saturday every January is our annual Polar Bear Splash. Happens to be the 5th this year, 10 a.m. to noon. At 10 a.m. we kick off with our free pancake breakfast provided by IHOP. So come on down. If for nothing else, just come and get your breakfast from IHOP. It's great. Not just pancakes. Last year they had some sausages out there. They bring coffee. We have hot cocoa as well.
Can I also tell you, Brady, though, if you want to have breakfast, get there early.
Absolutely.
I didn't think I got there that late, and breakfast was already gone. Because, you know,
we had record numbers last year. And
beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather, exactly. Mm-hmm. So get there early for breakfast. And as Marnie said, we have ice cream eating contest, which the Chambers Brady, hopefully he gets knocked off this year.
No, he's retiring because there's no way, I'm telling you right now, no way, knowing Brady and his competitive attitude, plus his size and his just passion, nobody would beat him. So I'm retiring him.
Oh. Move him over to the donut eating contest.
That's next, yes.
So ice cream eating contest. We have a donut eating contest. Then we have our favorite, the Ice Princess Contest. It's the Hairiest Man Contest. We have our good friend Jean Lupa out there judging everyone.
And is she going to be back?
She will be back.
That woman is crazy. She knows how to introduce those fellas.
Yeah, so that's a nice parade with all the men taking their shirts off and parading their hairy chests around. Past winners have included some dye jobs, American flag.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Oh, my God.
So they
get
really into it.
Into it.
They
do. It's a lot
of
fun.
It is. And then culminating the big splash event at the end. If you're 18 or older and brave enough to jump in, there's 34 prize tokens at the bottom of the pool, various prizes from the community that if you grab one or two or three even of the lucky tokens, and you get to come claim your prize.
Well, I would have to admit, Brady did even jump in the pool. So mm-hmm. he earned his stripes last year, being a team player and representing the chamber and being participating. I don't know if he's going to jump in this year. Well, we'll see.
We'll push him in if he doesn't.
Well, he'll probably grab me and take me with him, so let's not. You have some poor old heart attack woman there and calling, 911.
Well, the fire department's already there, so we got you covered.
And then you have the duck race down the slide.
Duck slide race. We have usually about 200 or so people enter that, and it's not necessarily the first duck down, so everyone has a chance. The Ice Princess actually picks out the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So they get their sash and their crown, and they get to go over and pick up the duck. And
it's such an honor.
It is. It's an awesome time.
Is there any charge to attend this?
No, it's absolutely free. All the prizes were generously donated to us by community members. And
we love our businesses and our community.
We do. So everything's completely free, just as it is with New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So more information on this, the activities, both New Year's and this Polar Bear Splash, can be found on
PVAZ.net, the Parks and Recreation page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get more information by calling us at 928-759-3090.
So, Brady, you're going to be out at both events.
Yes, I will be.
Yeah, so bundle up. Have you been mm-hmm. watching the forecast for January 5th yet? Are we too far out?
We're a little far out, but mm-hmm. it's trending warm over the next 2 weeks. So
okay.
If it's warm, come early and stay for the whole event.
There you go. It's a lot of fun. Parks and Recreation, again, the kickoff and to the new year, New Year's Eve celebration, Prescott Valley Events Center, and then Polar Bear Splash on Saturday, January the 5th. Exciting things going on. We're here for another new year, Brady.
Yes, we are.
Let's make it happen.
We will make it happen.
Glad to have you.
Regardless of the weather.
Thank you for joining us, Brady Peck, with Parks and Recreation, Town of Prescott Valley. He's the aquatic coordinator, but he sounds like more of the party planner here.
That's part of the job, too.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, the best of Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR, OAC, see dealer for detail.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. On another note, joining me now is Sergeant Jason Kaufman with the Detective Division here at the Prescott Valley Police Department. Hello, Sergeant Jason.
Hello,
I know
Marnie
you so
Yule.
Long, I want to call you Jason, but it's Sergeant Kaufman, and it's Sir, and whatever.
Whatever you want to call me.
Yes, end of the year, holidays,
yep.
New Year's, any resolutions? Any revolutions?
to do better than I did last year and have my family be healthy and in peace.
Isn't that great? I think that's what we want. I want a better, healthy year, too. Things are going on. Crazy, craziness going on right now in the community, and I think it's probably all over the country. And let's talk about the opioid epidemic and the drugs that suddenly are now rising to – I mean, have always been around but are rising to predominance and not only coverage – people talking about it.
Yeah, like you said, this is not just Yavapai County, Prescott Valley, Prescott thing. This is a nationwide epidemic we're having here with opioids, specifically heroin and fentanyl. And fentanyl is a synthetic opioid analgesic. It's 50 to 100 times stronger than heroin.
Wow.
Mostly manufactured in a laboratory. It can come in a variety of different forms, as a powder, as a blotter on paper. It can be mixed with heroin. It could also be mixed with cocaine and other drugs. And it's extremely potent.
Now, okay, let's say, because I've heard that a lot of times it's mixed with other narcotics, prescription narcotics. How is it mixed with those if they're manufactured by a reputable drug company?
Though they're not manufactured by a reputable drug company.
Oh, okay.
What's happening is they're manufacturing, and the cartels are manufacturing these mimic pills. In other words,
okay.
The pill will look like a 30-milligram Percocet, but it will actually contain 100% fentanyl. Just the level of fentanyl that's inside this pill that looks like a 30-milligram Percocet is not regulated. So they make this big batch up and this big vat, if you will, and manufacture these pills with a pill press. They look exactly like a 30-milligram Percocet. It could look like a regular over-the-counter tablet, but it's actually fentanyl. And one pill could have 20% fentanyl in it. The other pill could have 100% fentanyl in it, and you don't know what you're getting. And if you're buying illicit drugs, you don't know what you're getting. You think you might be getting some cocaine, but you'd be getting some cocaine laced with fentanyl. It could be your last use of drugs ever. And unfortunately, right. Working in detectives, we respond to a lot of these overdoses, and so does the Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking, the PANT unit. And they see a lot of these children, these kids between the ages of 16 and 45 years old that are utilizing illicit drugs, and it's killing them.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, and it's sad.
Don't use
drugs.
Well, that's the answer. That's the easy answer. Question on the fentanyl. Why is it mixed? Has it always been mixed with drugs?
Fentanyl is an up-and-coming thing. It's been probably manufactured over the course of the last 10 years in various countries, and it can be manufactured here, but I know the illegal stuff is coming from Mexico. It's also coming from places like China as well. It's made in a synthetic laboratory where they're manufacturing this stuff. It's coming in pill form, it's coming in powder form, and people are utilizing it to get that euphoric high that you would get from you do something like heroin or an opioid-based drug if you wanted that effect. Because different drugs have different effects on the body depending on what you're using. You have uppers, you have your CNS stimulants, which would be like a cocaine or methamphetamine. And then you have your analgesics, which is like an opioid-based product, a Percocet, a Demerol, your heroin, and then your fentanyl, which is your really potent opioid synthetic drug.
Why is it becoming so prominent, or is it just how you use something, or they say this is working or it's not, and we're trying something, make it better? I mean, use the wrong term, but better, more effective. I mean, we never heard of it to a certain extent until the past few years.
No, and
does it have a medicinal use at all?
It does have a medicinal use. It's for people mainly with illnesses like cancer that are dying. It kills the pain.
Okay.
And before you had kids, they were stealing their grandparents' fentanyl patches and drawing the fentanyl out of the patch, if you will, and utilizing that. And you're getting a small amount of fentanyl when you do that. But when you get this stuff in large bulk form, powder form, and it's manufactured in pills, these kids think it's one thing. So, for instance, nowadays we're dealing a lot with these blue, they look like 30 milligram Percocets. And it's actually straight up fentanyl. And these fentanyl, it comes in different kinds. There's different kinds of fentanyl. There's designer fentanyl, if you will. When the medical examiner of Yavapai County does an autopsy and they take the toxicology and they send it to the laboratory, the medical examiner actually asks for specific designer opioids to be tested by toxicology to determine what actually caused this person to pass. And all kinds of varieties of fentanyl are coming back. You don't know what you're getting.
So it's becoming more prominent. It's being made more,
right,
integrated with other narcotics.
Or just by
for
itself.
The cost? Just because there's a demand for it, and now let's saturate the market for it?
There might be a demand for it, but people are taking it. They don't even know they're taking it in some instances, and other people are taking it because they think they're taking it, but they don't know what the potency is of it,
right,
and it's killing them. And I got some specific Arizona-based statistics, and then I got some Yavapai County-specific-based statistics with regards to opioid deaths
okay.
in the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
So, from 2017 to 2018 in the state of Arizona, we've had 2,547 suspected opioid deaths.
Wow.
We've had 16,870 suspected opioid overdoses. We've administered 32,483 Narcan doses.
What's that?
That's it's the anti-venom, if you will, for someone under the influence of a narcotic. It will bring them back.
Okay.
And we at Prescott Valley Police Department issue our officers Narcan. So if an officer responds to a medical call where the person was believed to have overdosed on an opioid, a narcotic-based drug, we can administer it to that patient and get the person back.
Wow.
It doesn't always work, but it works sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because our police cars go faster than fire trucks. Most of the time, we do get there faster than the fire department does.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fire department gets there, they relieve us. We help out as much as we can, but the fire department, they're
right,
the medical people. They're there to help. And in Yavapai County, with regards to overdoses, in 2018, Yavapai County has had 42 fatal overdoses in 2018 since January 1.
Just this year?
Yes. We've had a total of 49 drug overdoses in 2017. So we're only... we're 12 months into the year. We had 42 in 18, and in 17 they had 49. So you're in the 40s for drug overdoses with regards to these opioid-based products
that wow.
people from all ages and walks of life are using.
So you know, you don't, you hate to see that. You hate to see that happen. What do we do? What's kind of a plan? Education?
I think the big thing is, it starts at home with educating prevention. Your children, okay. Searching your children's room, going back to being a parent. Sometimes, you know, you think work may be more important, but checking on your kids, looking through your kids' phones, looking through your kids' stuff, to having that hard conversation with your kid about drug use. I think it starts there. And we're really doing really good investigations with regards to tracking this stuff down, but it's coming from all different angles. And the Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking and the Narcotics Unit in Yavapai County, their task force run by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, is really doing a phenomenal job with regards to the investigations.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't arrest everybody. And
right.
There are smart bad guys out there, and there are dumb bad guys out there. And we're getting a lot of stupid ones, and we're getting some smart ones, but wherever there's supply, there's demand.
Right. Right,
and it's all about the almighty dollar in some cases, and people are selling drugs to make a living, and mm-hmm. It's a tax-free income until they get caught.
Wow!
And then we seize all their property and all their belongings.
And you think with the recent events that have happened and lives lost, that would make people, young people, aware that this is a very dangerous game they're playing, and that maybe that's not the best idea is to use narcotics, drugs, take that chance because it could be your last chance.
Because you don't know what you're taking in some
exactly.
cases. You think you're taking one thing and it's totally something else.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, over the past few weeks, we've responded to a variety of calls for service as a police agency where kids, and I say kids, they're 19 years old. They're no longer with us, unfortunately, as a result of
right.
substances that were used.
Right. Well, I mean, this is conversation for a whole show, and
oh,
we could get more in depth. And I would invite you back, when we come back next year.
It'd be my honor to speak with you, Marnie.
Continue this conversation on what we can do to educate parents, educate young people, what the police department, what PANT, sheriff's office.
And Chief Gerald at the Prescott Valley Police Department has really done a phenomenal job with doing open houses and public
right.
awareness with regards to education of students and parents. To let the public know what these kids and these adults are using that are killing members of our community.
Right.
So my hat's off to my police chief for doing what he's doing.
Well, and at the chamber, we'll continue to communicate when those events occur and those forums are available so people can get the information and also know what we can do to help save our young people in our community.
Amen.
All right. Well, Sergeant Jason Kaufman, Prescott Valley Police Department, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Marty, for having me.
Enjoy having you, and we wish you a very happy new year, and we'll see you back in
2019. You as well.
All right. Short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.9 FM, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
What are your favorite things about the holidays? I bet cleaning doesn't even make the list. Let Made to Order help you enjoy your free time to the fullest. No more making excuses to guests. When they tell you how clean your house is, tell them you called Made to Order. Or not, it can be our little secret. Made to Order has cleaned over 3,000 area homes. We're trustworthy, flexible, reliable, and guaranteed. Get a start on your holiday housework. Call Made to Order today at 899-8518 or online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The deadline to enroll for health insurance through the federal marketplace is Saturday.
There are three new insurers doing business in Arizona this year, Oscar, Cigna, and Bright Health.
Spokesperson Jack Cheever says
the insurance mandate is going away next year, so if you don't have insurance, you won't get hit with a tax penalty.
2019 premiums are lower by 6-10%. The Prescott Valley and Chino Valley Police Departments have started their holiday traffic enforcement.
Throughout the holiday season, both departments will be working to increase roadway safety, enforce traffic laws, and apprehend impaired drivers. Prescott Valley Police spokeswoman Rachel Montague explains.
These traffic enforcement activities will be concentrated through December 31st along State Route 69. In addition to speed enforcement throughout the month of December, DUI saturation patrols as part of the Tri-City DUI Task Force.
Chino Valley Police Chief Chuck Wynn says drivers can do their part to help prevent traffic and other incidents.
We always look at education and compliance as, you know, we have limited resources, and so we can't have a cop on every corner. I wish we could, and a lot of people think we do.
Funding for the traffic enforcement efforts come from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny and dry today and the rest of the week, chilling late tonight to about 31 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to highs in the breezy mid-50s tomorrow and Friday, the low 50s Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a mostly cloudy 34 after bedtime. Warming to the mostly sunny low 60s tomorrow through Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. One of my favorite sections where we get to talk to members of our business community and give them an opportunity to tell you about themselves. My first guest is Mike Grotto. He is the owner of Clear Choice Hearing Solutions. Hello, Mike, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
Good to have you. Beautiful day out here in Prescott Valley. So tell us about Clear Choice Hearing Solutions.
Well, I'll kind of give you a rundown about me a little bit first. I got into this about 11 years ago. I started practicing under some different specialists and audiologists. And, you know, the effect of an outcome of people hearing better for the first time, it was great. And I knew then that was a calling for me, how to be effective in their life and help them hear better, and family members, you know, were hearing them, and they were hearing the family members better. And so, you know, there was times when people would actually start crying.
Wow.
Hearing again. They were hearing birds, and it was great, you know. And I thought, this is, I'm being effective and helping these people, improving their life and those around them.
So tell us what you do then.
So basically, I do hearing tests, which start off with first we do inspection of the ears. Then I follow all best practices as far as testing with pure tones. I do testing with word discrimination to see how well you understand words in certain volume levels. I do a test, which a lot of people should be doing. It's called speech and noise, because that tells me how well you're going to understand in a noisy environment, and depending how complex the environment is.
Right.
And then from that point, we test the inner ear, outer ear for pure tones, like I said. And then basically after that, we test for comfort level, volume, how well to what you hear well in. And then from that point on is we discuss options and treatment. And so, you know, basically from there, I would recommend, based on lifestyle and loss, what's the best thing.
So what kind of treatments and options are available with somebody maybe experiencing some hearing loss or some hearing difficulty?
Yeah. Well, the most common in treatment and is 90% of the time is going to be hearing aids. And so if it's a different kind of loss, there's certain losses that can't be treated and or have to be sent to a specialist to see what's going on with that.
Right. So, but meanwhile, hearing aids.
Right.
And nowadays, holy smokes, they're very state of the art.
Oh, you know, technology has come so far. Today, the Bluetooth compatible, which you can use your smartphone as a remote control. And most of them now are rechargeable. And that means people with dexterity problems or don't want to handle the little batteries, you can charge them. And chargers will last up to like 19 hours for the day.
Wow.
And they have other things. They call it a remote mic. So when somebody's understanding is poor, sometimes they need assistance with this remote mic that will help them understand somebody. They can speak into it or put it somewhere like in a meeting and they speak this into this person presenting the meeting much better and with clarity. So, you know, also they're so advanced that they could analyze the environment or the setting, and on their own, they can change the program to best fit the need versus quicker than somebody can change the button on it.
Wow. You mean like if you're in a smaller setting or a group setting?
Or noisy environment.
Right, right.
The hearing aid can analyze that noisy environment, and it knows what to do before you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's probably people out there, you know, dealing with hearing loss and don't know what they're missing, you know.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, I think you just adapt to what you don't have. And so.
Well, you know, hearing loss is probably the least that we've studied on. Disability that's treated, because people tend to let it go.
Well, you know, I remember back in school, grammar school, having hearing tests every year. You know, and it's what side you pointed to, what side you heard the thing. And I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, and hearing loss is a medical condition.
Right.
And should be treated as that and treated as any other medical condition.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of medical issues that follow it. Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cognitive decline, and it's not stimulating the brain anymore, and even linked to dementia.
Wow.
Because people tend to, with a loss, want to isolate because they don't want to be embarrassed to have to ask people to repeat themselves. And, you know, it just, and diabetes affects it because the small blood vessels affect the auditory system.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So,
so
you know,
people make an appointment to see you. You'll do the hearing testing, and then you'll recommend the treatment.
Yes.
And if it's hearing aids, then you help them acquire whatever best for them to work with.
Yes. And, you know, the important thing, too, is which as part of best practices is when you're being fit with a hearing aid, there's something that we need to do as practitioners. It's called real ear measurements. This real ear measurement, what it does is it it makes sure that the fitting is fitting the prescription of the loss.
Oh, just kind of like getting glasses to fix your eyesight, so it's the same kind of concept.
In some way, yeah.
Right, right.
But it's the only way to really to ensure that that fitting is going to best fit the prescription. So that way you get the full benefit of the hearing aid.
I'm sure there's some people listening that said, I think I need to see this gentleman. So how would they get a hold of you, Mike?
Well, my phone number is 928-830-9101. My website is cchearingsolutionsaz.com. And I am at 3131 North Robert Road in Prescott Valley, right near the corner of Florentine and Robert Road. A couple things I did want to, if I may.
No, we'll have to bring you back for another visit because I've got a second guest here and I got to share some time with him. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, joining also us is Chris Cugnow, a realtor with West USA Realty. Hi, Chris.
Good. How's it going, Marnie?
Past Chamber Board Chairman and Board Member and, you know, one of the Prescott Valley Chamber homies.
Well, you made me sound so smart, but after listening to Mike, I didn't know any of that stuff he was talking about. You know, he really knows ears, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. I have complete faith in him.
And I'm sure I'll be going that way. But right now, I'm just out there buying and selling real estate right now.
Yeah, how's the market?
You know, it's doing good. Prescott Valley's had a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are about 9% over where you were last year.
Wow.
So that's quite a big jump. And do you know what the average price of the home in Prescott Valley was?
No.
$292,000.
Oh my,
so
wow.
It's kind of bumping up quite a bit, and you're right in the middle of Prescott and Chino, because Prescott went up about 7%, and Chino went up 15%. But, you know, in the drop, Chino fell a lot harder than the other areas, so, you know, they're getting that bump. But, no, Prescott Valley's doing really great.
So it's a desirable place to move still. We have a lot of people coming from out of state, or
is a lot of
relocation, moving up, things like that?
You know, there's a lot of people fleeing California for political reasons. Go figure. But, you know, they're coming here. They're looking to get a little change of pace, and they're coming with cash, too, which kind of makes it hard on some local buyers, because they come with the cash. They make that offer. It's done. But you know what? If you're out there and you're looking for a home, the best thing you can do is get pre-qualified right away. So when you make an offer, you can show the other agent or the owner that you are qualified to purchase the house, and they might accept it and go with that. And right now, interest rates, you know, people are saying, oh, they're going up, but they're still historically low. I checked on the national average today, and the average for mortgages are 4.74%. So that's still really quite a deal from where it is. Cause, in the long haul, usually it's about, you know, 6 to 8% is normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still kind of low, and, you know, the growth of Prescott Valley is just incredible. You know, it just, neighborhoods are popping up. I was talking with Tarkowski the other day, and I said, man, you know, anywhere else in Arizona, one of these housing developments would be considered a city, right?
Yes.
And he brought up some, and I might have this backwards, but I don't think so. He said that Stone Ridge is as big as Dewey Humboldt, and Granville is as big as Chino Valley. Isn't that amazing?
That many people living there?
Yeah. Me and you were both at the groundbreaking for Granville. Remember that?
I remember that. Way back when.
Yeah, and to see these things spring up. And one of the things you hear a lot going around is that people can't find a decent place to rent. You know, and I know that that's expanding a lot with the Fanes Project and different projects around town. But why not just buy, you know, and when you really look at it, if you can afford to do it, especially if you're a veteran, I kind of took this out. If you took the average price of the home in PV, which is $292,000, and you had a 30-year mortgage at today's rate of 4.74%, and 20% down, you're looking at $1,217 as a mortgage payment, and plus taxes and insurance, but that's usually not that much. But now you're investing in yourself. You're not investing in someone else's property. You have your own home, and there's a lot of pride in home ownership. So, you know, if some of your listeners out there are thinking they want to get into a house, that's a great way of going about doing that. And I can put them in touch with lenders that can find the best deal for them on getting them into a home. And if you're a veteran, the VA loans, they're even better. They're no money down. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, we have a ton of young veterans. Remember when veterans used to be like the old guys? I mean, I always think of them as the World War II guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got all these guys coming out of Desert Storm and the different things that we've been doing. And, it's been going really good. If you got a VA loan for the same amount of house, no money down, your payment would be $1,521 a month. And you know what? Really, that's a little bit less than your average rent going around for a home.
Well, because unfortunately, rents are high.
Yeah.
It's the demand, and so we've seen that increase. So, Chris, obviously, you know your stuff.
Yeah.
You know your community. You've been around a long time.
40 years. Can you believe it?
You grew up here, so.
And I'm only 39.
I know. You couldn't have guessed it.
Right.
So somebody's looking to purchase a home. They were looking to list their home. Give you a call. How would they get a hold of you?
928-237-6230. And that's 928-237-6230. And I love to help people. You know, I stay busy, but not too busy. And that way I can really dive in and really find out what you're looking to buy or, you know, really research what's the right price if you're willing to sell.
Right. Yeah. And that's having a professional such as yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try and do it on your own.
No, I love to dive into it. Yeah, I'd love to help you out and get you real facts, real things to base everything on.
Chris Cugno, West USA Realty, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Mike Grotto, again, Clear Choice Hearing Solutions, thank you both for being on Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Short break, and we'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you again for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As I said on the opening of the show, this is my last show for 2019. Next week, Vice Mayor Laureline Nye will be on, and I understand that her first guest will be our newly elected Mayor Kel Palguda. So join her for catching up with our new mayor in the town of Prescott Valley. And again, we have a Christmas holiday and a New Year's holiday, so lots of wonderful things going on. Check out the town of Prescott Valley's website and Parks and Recreation, pvaz.net, or the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce website, pvchamber.org. Lots of things going on. It's still time for the holidays. We've got two more weeks till Christmas. So a lot of shopping out there, a lot of activities, having fun with your family, enjoying the spirit of the season. And we hope you love you to be safe out there. And of course we want you to visit. Link is giving me cues, and I know Valley of Lights is open every night from 6 to 10. We've had a lot of cars driving through. It's as beautiful as ever. The weather's been absolutely gorgeous. So come on out any evening. Also drive around the Civic Center and see the beautiful lights there. It's all about the holidays around here in the Quad City area. So we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll be back next year.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.